6 degrees. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
It's 42 in Pensacola and Milton, 43 in Gulf Breeze at 9:05. Our next news at 9:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurant Group.
Good morning, Northwest Florida, and welcome to your Pensacola Expert Panel. I get to hang out today with the lovely Lauren and Taylor from Great Southern Restaurants. Good morning, girls. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. I'm excited for today. We were already having a little bit of fun before we got in here, I have to admit.
We always have fun.
That's right. Maybe a little too much fun sometimes, but
Yeah.
I know. Exactly. Listen, a little bit of giggles first thing in the morning is totally fine with me. So tell me, girls, what is the latest? What's going on? I know we just wrapped up restaurant week, correct?
We did.
You know, I didn't. We had some stuff going on behind the scenes, and
gotcha.
So we were wrapped up in that. But I am putting all of my eggs into the Valentine's Day basket, I feel like. That's when I'm going to have to cash in those chips.
Yes.
With the hubby.
I feel
but,
that.
You know, I have to, it has to happen sometime. But how did it go? How was the turnout?
Good.
It was really good.
Excellent. Yeah. That's awesome to hear. Now, was it like the regular crowd that you guys usually get from previous restaurant weeks or?
COVID times have made it a little different, obviously, but it was still a really good turnout.
Okay.
I would say
lots
it was
good
pretty
comments,
right.
Too,
yeah.
Food. Restaurant week food is always so fun. It's so fun for the chefs to just kind of get creative, make their own menus, be able to do some different things that they don't normally do on the menu.
Right.
Right.
So I think everybody, chefs included, just really enjoy that they get to do it twice a year, and
it's really fun.
The new people get to come out.
Yeah.
Normally wouldn't come out, especially for Jackson's doing the $33 for the three courses and wine down Wednesday.
Can't beat that.
No, not even a little bit, especially anybody who is a wine connoisseur, but is, you know, making those cuts during COVID. That's a great time to go. And I love that it gives anybody who is a chef and has that creative spirit a chance to be able to dive deeper into that and maybe show that off a little bit. So restaurant week is over. What is happening next?
Well, I will talk about ABC, our Atlas Beverage class. That's the first event we have coming up. Our first one is actually tomorrow, our February class, and we are featuring Props Brewery based out of Fort Walton Beach. And if you have never heard of our beverage classes before, kind of the whole goal with these events is to showcase what our local area has to offer in the beverage community. Even it's funny, you would think even with COVID times, I love how I'm referencing it as COVID times.
It's fine.
But I feel like
we can do that. I'm okay.
You know, every time you turn around, there's something new popping up, whether it's a brewery, a winery, a distillery. So this event is kind of, the whole goal is to showcase that. So tomorrow we are featuring Props. We have two classes for the event, one at 5 and one at 7. And it is $25 per person.
Okay.
The event's held outside on the deck. We're sitting on the water. We're having a good time, eating and drinking. I'll go over some of the menu highlights. There are four courses for the event. It's kind of like a tapas style with the beer pairing.
Love that.
So we're going to be having the Dos Pilotos Cerveza. And that's going to be paired with hot crab dip and French bread. The Blueberry Pilsner, that's going to be paired with baked raspberry brie rye rolls. That sounds so good.
Sounds so good.
Even at 9 a.m., that sounds so good. The Flying Coffin IPA with tempura asparagus, pickled shiitakes, sweet soy glaze and cilantro, and the Blonde Bomber Ale paired with Callas and Bananas Foster. So if you're interested in signing up for that one, you'll just contact me. My email is taylor@goodgrits.com. The Grits Girls.
That's right. I love it. Forgot our t-shirts.
We forgot our t-shirts this time.
We need to remember those so we can take a picture. I would love that.
I have them. I know I have probably five of them. They're
we can make
pink.
You an
they
honorary Grits Girl.
I am totally down for that. I love some good grits. Aren't they like gluten-free or something?
Yeah.
I
mean,
they are gluten-free and Gouda cheese.
Technically, that means healthy, right?
Exactly.
So you'll email me for that, or you can give me a call. My number is 850-287-0200. And then just to let you know what's coming up for next month, if you can't make it tomorrow, it is March 4th, and we are featuring Wicked Weed Brewing Company.
Nice.
They are based out of Asheville, North Carolina. So not super local, but
still Asheville cool. Asheville is super cool,
right?
It's such a pretty place to visit, so I'm pretty sure they're beer will be rocking too.
Right, we're very excited to have them. And the cool thing about these events too is I say this every single month, but as much as we love our reps for these events, we actually have people come speak that are part of that everyday process. So whether it's the owner or the head brewer, somebody that can kind of give you that behind the scenes kind of cool history and information is who we feature.
Neat.
Yeah.
So for any, you know, beer nerds out there, that's good to remember.
And it is
a
good
beer
time.
Nerd.
I love
it. And while it is outside and you do get to see the water, it is heated.
Yeah,
so if you're nervous
about
that.
We're going to be in a tent. A heated cover tent, but you can still see the water. Stay nice and warm.
Okay, yeah. Don't be scared away by maybe a little bit of a chill. I don't think it's going to be too chilly, though, tomorrow.
Is it supposed to go up?
I think so. As far as I see, it looks like a low of 51, a high of 66. So maybe they'll stay in that 50 to 60 range and be able to not freeze their little patooties off.
Not bad.
I like how it is finally starting to feel like Christmas, and Christmas is over.
Yeah, that is true. We'll hop into the next event we've got coming up after ABC. We have a grab and go for Super Bowl Sunday from Five Sisters Blues Cafe. We are doing this one a little different. So with it being Super Bowl, we're going Super Bowl themed. You've got options to do barbecue ribs, a half rack for $9.95, a full rack for $15.95. Then you've got some whole wing options. You can do 25 wings for $45.95, 50 wings for $85.95. or 100 wings for $165.95. You can do 25 wings with one flavor. So if you wanted to get 100 and do four different flavors, you can do that. And your flavor options are barbecue, Nashville hot, Parmesan garlic, and lemon pepper. Those orders can be placed until Friday, which is this Friday the 5th at noon. And to make that order, you'll be giving Katie Reeves, our catering manager, a phone call at 850-293-3148, or feel free to send her an email, katie@fivesistersbluescafe.com. And again, that is the Five Sisters Super Bowl Sunday grab and go. Orders can be taken until this Friday, February 5th at noon. All of the information is listed on our website, greatsouthernrestaurant.com, to the left-hand side with the post. So if you missed it or I went too fast for you, there are a lot of prices, a lot of options. Just visit our website and you can get all the information Taylor and I talk about today right there.
Everything is on the website. Very user-friendly. I always say if I can use it, anyone can use it.
It truly is. I was perusing and it's very simple. Sometimes websites can frustrate you, especially anything that has to do with ordering food. You're like, wait a second. Can I please just get my soup and salad? What are you doing? But y'all make it really easy. So I really appreciate that. And especially with Super Bowl coming up, a lot of people don't want to cook and get their kitchen dirty.
Right.
Especially
making ribs and wings. That's kind of what you want. And you can do sides. If you still want to get your mac and cheese, coleslaw, baked beans, you can order any additional sides off our grab and go menu for that. So if you don't feel like cooking, it's coming up this Sunday. Go ahead and place your order. You've got until Friday at noon.
I love it. Stuff your face and maybe watch Tom Brady take another Super Bowl. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
But
I mean, I like the commercials. That's why I watch.
I root for like the snacks at the party. I don't root for a team. I root for the snacks and the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I feel like this year is going to be a little different with the commercials as far as I can tell. I've heard it's going to change. But let's not our impeccable food change as well and all the snackage.
We're rooting for the snacks.
Yes, I love that.
So if team you need snacks, check out the grab and go.
That's another shirt. Team snacks.
Team snacks. Taylor's always team snacks. And like Lauren was saying too, if you have any questions about anything, you can always shoot us an email. Taylor at Good Grits, Lauren at Good Grits.
And hey, if you have a question this morning or you want to just reach out to us, anything that concerns Great Southern Restaurants or Super Bowl weekend, maybe Valentine's Day as well, we're going to chat about that in a bit, give us a call, 437-1620, or text us, and we would love to hear from you. So what else do we have going on?
Well, rolling right into Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day
at all of our restaurants. We've got you covered. We are all going to be open. Everybody is open for brunch except for Angelina's on Sunday, but we are going to be having a special at each restaurant Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. So if you don't feel like celebrating on a Sunday, but you want one of the specials, you can come in on Friday or Saturday. Reservations will be open until 10 p.m. So you can make a reservation at 10 p.m. if you want to be late and come out and have a really late night date.
Because I feel like that's a thing, like, over the past few years with Valentine's Day, is people don't actually go out on Valentine's Day to celebrate, you know, try to avoid that Valentine's Day crowd. So if you want to come out the day before, 2 days before, celebrate that Friday, you can definitely do that as well.
You want to come out and have a late dinner before you hit downtown, we've got you covered. 10 p.m. You can come have a snack with your love and then roll on downtown.
Yes. Have a snack with your snack.
Because like Lauren said, we're also doing lunch, dinner and brunch. So
do people do Valentine's Day brunch? Is that a thing? Is it on a Sunday?
It is on a Sunday.
It is on a Sunday this year. You know, I don't know.
I mean, can we do?
I mean, we will be open for brunch.
Yeah.
100%.
Let's start that as a thing.
And we have some, we have special menu features too.
You want to do?
Can you tell us more?
The menu features, Taylor?
Yes. So let's start with Fish House. We will be open for lunch, brunch, and dinner. The lunch and brunch feature is going to be grilled salmon over sun-dried tomato pesto, finished with a crab or blanc. And then dinner service, we're going to have two special features throughout the entire weekend. It's a choice of surf or a turf. The surf special is a seafood risotto served with sea scallops, Gulf shrimp, lump crab, and that's served over a lobster risotto.
Yum.
Risotto? Lobster risotto even sounds good right now. And then the turf special is going to be grilled medallions of beef tenderloin served over a saute of wild mushrooms and gnocchi. That's garnished with a puree of roasted acorn squash. And then over at Jackson's, the lunch and brunch feature will be beef tornado. It's 4 ounce beef medallion with cream spinach and small batch bacon, fried Louisiana oysters, roasted butternut squash mash with butter, cane and maple syrup. And the dinner feature is going to be the same thing, but it's going to be with two of the beef tenderloin. So kind of the same thing. You get one for the lunch and brunch and then two for dinner.
Yes. That sounds really good.
So for reservations for Jackson's, give us a call, 850-469-9898. Over at the Fish House, 850-470-0003. Or you can check us out on Open Table.
Oh, there you go.
Which is also very user-friendly.
It is. If you don't want to go to opentable.com, we've got a tab on all of our websites to the right-hand side. You can just click reservations. It'll take you right to your spot.
It makes it even easier.
Right. That's exactly amazing. So you can book your reservation right through Open Tab or Open Table.
Through our website or Open Table.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. See,
It's very user friendly on there. We do what we can to make your life super easy because we want you to come eat.
I'm the test dummy for all of that. I am. Like, if I'm serious, guys. If I can do it, literally anyone can do it. It's like that saying, if a caveman can do it, I can.
That is awesome.
I promise you can.
We're rolling into the other ones. Five Sisters is going to be open for brunch and dinner. We are doing a mesquite smoked prime rib with baked lobster mac and cheese. We are really rolling in the lobster right now, and it sounds so good.
Rolling in the lobster.
Roasted Brussels sprouts and caramelized onion with applewood smoked bacon, and it will be finished with an au jus and horseradish sauce. That will be available for both brunch and dinner over at Five Sisters Blues Cafe. You can go right to the website to make a reservation there, or you can give them a call, 850-912-4856. Over at Angelina's, we will be open for dinner only starting at 5 p.m. We've got a dinner feature of an 8-ounce filet mignon with butter poached lobster risotto, pan-seared steak with Tuscan herb butter, creamy risotto and tomato, fennel, and butter poached lobster. And to do a reservation there, same thing. You can do it on the website, takes you right to Open Table, or you can give the restaurant a call, 850-452-8398. Again, we know it's a ton of information, lots of different dinner features, lunch features. They all sound delicious. So if you need to find them again, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Left-hand side, it's all listed out under Valentine's Day.
Right, and we are serving all of our standard menus throughout the weekend as well. So standard lunch, brunch, and dinner.
Okay, so if you have a favorite that you're looking forward to, you're not going to
miss
that.
You can still get Grazia, yes.
Yes, you can. Okay. Or fried chicken.
Right, don't procrastinate. Make your reservation. I feel like there's always somebody in a relationship that it's like their job to make the reservation, you know?
Yes.
Don't procrastinate. I'm not that person in
mine. Neither am I.
But even if you do procrastinate this year, you have 3 days.
Yeah.
Because Valentine's Day is on a Sunday. You have your choice, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday this year.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
No, and you can't mess it up. So go ahead and just make a reservation.
Especially if you're able to go at 10 p.m. Come on now. That's there's no excuses.
Exactly. There's no excuses. Don't procrastinate. Make that reservation. If you needed a sign, this is your sign.
I love that.
Okay, what do we have coming up next? Over at Jackson's, we are partnering once again with the Pensacola Opera for dinner and an aria. This is our 12th consecutive year, and that's going to be Thursday, February 18th. Pensacola Opera's Artist in Residence program continues to provide training and performance experience for young opera professionals in Pensacola. And in residence here in Pensacola, January through March, these artists perform roles on the main stage and appear in numerous educational and community outreach programs, as well as performing at Jackson's. So if you're looking for, you know, a little music and dinner,
this is
a really fun event. Yeah. So we have two seatings for the event, one at 5 and one at 7:30. And then in addition to our full dinner menu, Chef Irv has prepared a special feature for the event. It is a 14-ounce Delmonico with bacon jam, fried oysters, and roasted poblano pepper relish. Mm. Reservations for this event go very quickly. So if you are interested, give the restaurant a call, 850-469-9898.
That is so fun. I haven't heard of that before. So while people eat, they
get
perform.
A show.
Oh, dinner and a show,
it
for
is,
sure.
It's so fun.
At Jackson's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys, I mean, maybe you can also have an extra Valentine's Day this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pick a day to celebrate and go celebrate your birthday early. That sounds...
celebrate your birthday.
Or a gift for Valentine's Day. That, it's a great gift to give.
That's really a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't do Valentine's Day this weekend, you can come out.
Yeah.
That's right after.
Thursday, February 18th.
Awesome. And you can find all that information, too, on greatsouthernrestaurants.com as well.
Yes.
That is amazing. I love that. So we've covered some Valentine's Day, and we have, so it's, what is the actual name for Jackson's featuring Pensacola Opera? Or
it's our dinner and an aria.
Dinner.
Oh gosh, did I not
aria.
Say the title?
No, you did. I was just
dinner and an aria.
Okay, beautiful.
Yes, Thursday, February 18th. Two seatings for the event, one at 5 and one at 7:30.
Okay. You can't miss
out. Don't miss
out
if you've never experienced it too. And I'm somebody, I feel like I'm a new opera appreciator. I went to my first opera last year and it was so much fun.
Okay.
But I didn't have food when I was there. So like a nice steak listening to opera.
Yes.
I feel like I'm really coming into my old age.
It is a good show. It's a good time to see, especially
is.
If you don't want to go sit at the opera for, you know, some of those shows are really long and people get antsy. This isn't a 3-hour performance.
Right.
So it is a good time. You can sit and watch them for an hour.
Right.
And eat.
Especially the food part. I think that is a little bit more maybe appealing to some people who don't want to sit still the whole time.
Right.
They'd rather, you know, have a bag of popcorn, but you don't do that at an opera, okay? That's not the proper way. I mean, we can bring it back if you want, but that would actually be really sweet to like take your daughter, do like a mommy daughter, daddy daughter date, something like that. If they're into music and singing, I think that would be really pretty.
Right. And it's like, it's the perfect event too. If you've never experienced the opera before, or you're an enthusiast for the opera, come on down.
Absolutely.
Speaking of another Valentine's Day gift that you could offer up. This one is an adult-friendly one, so I would not recommend bringing your kids. It is a wine dinner over at Angelina's. We are going to be having an evening with Ornelia. That is going to be Thursday, February 25th at 6 p.m. in the main dining room. Our wine director, Brooke Parkhurst, and Chef James will help our Florida director of sales for Ornelia, Brian Bourguignon, He's going to present a night of food and wine pairings and is going to give you the knowledge, history, all the things you need to know about the Ornolina Winery. Cannot talk this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anyway,
it's okay.
So that is another great gift that you can give for Valentine's Day. Again, that's Thursday, February 25th, 6 p.m. Brooke is great with the wines, choosing them out, and with the Florida Director of Sales helping pick these. I've had some. They're on the wine list at the restaurant. They are delicious. So if you love your wine and you love your food and you want to learn the history of a great winery, which is Ornolina Wines, we're going to do that February 25th at 6 p.m. To make reservations for this one, you'll be contacting Brooke Parkhurst directly at 917-573-1613, or you can send her an email, brooke@angelinaspensacola.com. This wine dinner is $175 per person, excluding tax and gratuity, and I'll give you a little snippet of the menu, my personal favorite, the Doppio Ravioli. If you haven't had it before, it's basically a big square of ravioli separated into two. So one side you've got short rib and truffle parmesan filling, and the other side. It is so good. It's basically like two little pillow pockets in one piece of ravioli. It's just a bunch of deliciousness. And that's going to be the antipasti, and that's going to be paired with the La Volte de Ornolina, which is a wine we have on our menu, and it is really good. So if you want to come out, try some new wines, try some great food. Again, February 25th, 6 p.m., a great Valentine's Day gift. A really good one. Again, $175 per person. And all of the information, the menu, everything's listed on greatsouthernrestaurants.com to the left-hand side.
Little pillows.
They are. They are so good.
I would rest
good.
My head on that pillow.
That's right. Oh, that sounds amazing. Whoever thought about that? Oof. They should win some kind of prize. I don't know.
They are delicious.
Inventor of the year of deliciousness. I'm sure.
For sure.
New Year's resolutions are just out the door at this point. They're.
What is that again?
Oh, New Year's resolution? I mean, it's just things that
forget
you make in
just
December.
Just forget
but
about it.
COVID. It's fine.
We're totally still fine. Allowed to use the COVID excuse, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah. If there's one thing we can get out of that, it's that.
Especially if you're allowed to eat like a meat pillow. I mean,
oh,
hello.
If you haven't had it, it's Doppio
Ravioli.
I'm never
going to look at
ravioli
the same after this.
So good. Come out and try us. So again, for if you've missed anything today that we talked about, Valentine's Day, Super Bowl grab and go, Atlas Beverage Class, dinner and Aria, evening with Ornolina over at Angelina's. Everything is listed on greatsouthernrestaurants.com to the left-hand side. Or shoot myself or Taylor an email, lauren@goodgrits.com, taylor@goodgrits.com. We're here for you. We know all your answers. We will
Grits
get
girls
them to
are
you.
Here for you. Yes.
Yeah. Especially when you're planning for your special someone. Or I know like it's kind of, I've noticed it's almost proposal season basically. And then wedding season is upon us in the spring.
True.
So if you're planning that special night and it's that, you know, ring is burning a hole in your pocket or whatever, I don't know. I don't know what people propose with anymore. Do they still do rings? I've seen some silly
they
things
do.
On TikTok. But
it's how nice would it be to do a dinner and an Aria event, a little serenading, and then a little proposal or a really fancy wine dinner and a little proposal. You can't go wrong there. That's right.
To start your life together. I mean, of course she'll say yes after that.
Guys and girls, we're giving you signs here.
Start off with a meat pillow.
Just in case you're wondering.
This is it. You don't wait another moment. I absolutely love that. There's so much going on. Sometimes you can just like run out of different ideas to do as you enter into the new year. And people might get locked up at home a little bit, but Great Southern Restaurants has a ton of activities and gourmet things for you to do that you don't want to miss out on. So make sure you definitely check out greatsouthernrestaurants.com. So is there anything else that we want to cover in our minute and a half left?
I do just want to say, still COVID times, but your safety is our number one priority at all of the restaurants. We are at 100% capacity right now, but we're still sanitizing. Masks are still required upon arrival. We have designated employees that their job is to just sanitize the entire restaurant all day, all night. We have door handlers, so you're not touching the door. Everything's disposable, so indoor, outdoor seating, both available.
That is, it's really important to remember. Yeah. I know we've all watched the news a little bit. Numbers are one way, one day, another way the next, but we still want to be able to enjoy life, do the finer things in life, and be able to celebrate Valentine's Day and all the fun things. So
while being COVID conscious,
everybody, we will be safe. Yes, I absolutely love that. Looking out for one another while getting some good food. I'm also excited. Is it still wing night tonight?
It is. It okay. is Wing I'm Wednesday.
I'm sorry. I want to plug that
every, single. Yeah, because I think you mentioned it last month.
Okay. And I just thought about it. I'm like, I'm kind of getting hungry after talking to you.
It is